Well, let's cross over to Valley, joined by international lawyer Mr. Barry Grossman. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, your take, tell me, does the United States want to actually talk to the North Koreans or not? Or is it about actually strong-arming and bullying?
Of course it's about strong-arming and bullying, and I don't think anyone really expected that these talks would ever take place. What we have, once again, is the Americans doing their best impression of Clint Eastwood. But what President Trump and his new Secretary of State failed to understand is that North Korea is not Libya. Libya didn't have atomic weapons and didn't have an opponent, an enemy, if you like, just to cross an imaginary line. So whatever the administration might think, if it wants to go down this path and snatch war and defeat from the jaws of peace, it's not going to be as easy as President Trump seems to imagine. For their part, it seems to me that North Korea and China have been really quite masterful in exposing the Americans' feigned outrage over North Korean nukes as being anything but genuine, and the reality that what the Americans have been after has very little to do with nuclear weapons and everything to do with bullying North Korea into becoming just another client state of the United States, and exposing the American agenda of isolating China while increasing the American military footprint in the region. So it's all good and well for Mr. Trump's hired gunman to say that he can't be played, but it seems to me that he has been outplayed because he brings to the table, if you like, a playbook from a checkers game, for an adolescent checkers game, when in fact he's engaged in a process more akin to an international tournament of chess dominated by grandmasters.
Where does it go from here? Do you think that these talks will actually happen? Or let's look at the North Korean side. You said basically it appears almost like a diplomatic coup. What the North Koreans have done, as you said, in exposing the Americans and actually not wanting to talk about nukes or control this. So now what, from the North Korean perspective, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, my own view is that North Korea will probably continue to take the position of trying to reach a resolution in good faith, knowing all the while that the United States is extremely unlikely to accept a good faith resolution. I think the important question right now about this, and indeed about a number of other geopolitical developments around the world, is the position that Europe will take. Remember, the United States, with backing from Europe, is a very dangerous beast that's almost certain to deliver an even higher level of insecurity and violence to the world regionally than it already has, whereas a United States that's isolated and not supported by its European allies is at most a lonely little creature that's a nuisance globally. So what we have to see is whether the Europeans will continue to kowtow to Washington, will continue to be a lapdog to both Washington and the squatter regime in Tel Aviv, or will they at last stand up and do what they say they will do and oppose these moves by the United States to unilaterally dictate to the world and indeed to European nations what their regional policies must be.
And you brought up an interesting point about the Europeans, and of course we know with the Iranian deal, the JCPOA, and that situation, and of course there is a lot of animosity, or let's say some distance between the U.S. and the EU right now. Will that figure in all of this? Do you think that the Europeans perhaps may be ready to actually take that stance in order, for example, actually to support the North Koreans in going against the U.S.? Tell me about that side of things.
Well, I mean, ideally, that's what we would like to see. The reality, though, is seems to be somewhat different. That is, the time is ripe for Europe to take a position in defense of its own interests. But unfortunately, the situation seems to be less than promising in that Merkel seems to be almost mortally wounded in Germany and has very little political clout anymore. In fact, her political career seems to be coming to an end. The UK is dominated by the May government, which seems to have very little concern about anything apart from its own interests and supporting the Americans and the Israelis. France now has Macron, who's somewhat unpredictable. He certainly seems to have an overly zealous view of his own abilities. But what I'd like to say is Europe seems to have been substantially weakened in the last 4 or 5 years. And I don't really see that Europe is going to get its house in order to take the stand that it claims, it has been claiming it's going to take. Still, we live in hope. And certainly, this is the time. This is the time for leaders in Europe to start focusing on their national interests, on their constituencies, and on the difference between doing what is useful for them as individuals personally and doing what is in fact right and lawful by the same international standards that they claim to want to impose on the rest of the world. So
Okay.
we're looking to Europe for some leadership. We're looking for Europe to act instead of just talking.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Barry Grossman, international lawyer out of Bali.